The New England Patriots have made a huge splash, actually more like a tidal wave, at the start of the NFL's free agency period. The Pats reportedly reached contract agreements with more than a half dozen free agents from other teams. At the same time, they've also agreed to bring back quarterback Cam Newton. Joining us this morning to sort through what was a dizzying couple of days is ESPN Patriots reporter Mike Reese. Mike, good morning, and welcome back to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be with you.
So, seven new signings for the Pats. Who stands out?
Well, let's start with this. I think we need to give Bill Belichick a new nickname. Why don't we call him Bill Backup the Brinks Truck Belichick? This is so unlike him to be spending so much money. And I would say the two signings that stand out, one is a linebacker, Matthew Judon, and he's a very physical player and an excellent pass rusher. He has 36 and a half career sacks, so he can get after the quarterback. And two receivers, actually, Nelson Agholor and Kendrick Bourne. That was a position that the Patriots really struggled last year, so they should really help.
All right, who else is at the top of your list?
Tight end Jonnu Smith. You know, Bob, we all remember Rob Gronkowski and how great he was for the Patriots at tight end. He hasn't been here the last 2 years, and the Patriots really haven't gotten anything out of the tight end position. No team in the league has less pass-catching production from their tight ends, and Jonnu Smith, who signed for 4 years and $50 million, should really change that.
All right, so what drives this, do you think? I mean, the Patriots were expected to be active in the free agency, but this blizzard of signings, what drives this? Disappointment from the fans over the disappointing season last year, or Bill Belichick's desire to win? What's more at play?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both, Bob. I would say, you know, the sort of sizzling idea would be that watching Tom Brady go win a Super Bowl has motivated Bill Belichick to do this, and I don't think that's at the heart of it, but perhaps there's a little bit of that. Probably more likely, and I think this is what was told to me by some people with the team, is they realized the team wasn't very good, Bob, and they didn't have younger players that they've drafted and developed that they could just retain. So they had to go out to other teams and get those players and do it in a year that's very unusual. This is the first time in a decade that the salary cap has actually gone down. So there were less teams that had the ability to spend, and the Patriots had a lot of cap space and ability to spend. So they felt like it was an unusual opportunity that they wanted to try to capitalize on.
Well, since you mentioned Tom Brady, let me ask about the Pats quarterback Cam Newton. Were you surprised that they re-signed him after, a mediocre, I'm not going to call it disappointing, but it was no better than a mediocre season last year? He was not necessarily a fan favorite, and there were questions about whether the Patriots were happy with him. So are you surprised that he'll be back next year?
Just mild surprise, Bob. I would say you're right. The reaction to the signing I've noted from fans has been more negative than positive, it seems. But if not Cam, then who was it going to be? And while I don't believe Cam was their first choice in the bigger picture, the other options weren't that appealing. And so I think that's really what it comes down to, talking to people around the team. They assessed the available options to them and ultimately came to the conclusion that working with Cam for one more year and trying to build on what they started last year, putting him in a tough situation with not a lot of great players around him, was their best option.
All right, so let me put a period on this. Does that mean, from your point of view, that the Patriots have ended their quarterback search for next season?
Absolutely not. They will keep looking for their quarterback for next season and the future, but what they have sort of secured for themselves is an insurance policy, if you will, that if they don't find it, because there's no guarantees that they will, that they will go into the season with Cam as their starter.
One sentence answer to this last question, Mike Reese. Are the Patriots a better team this morning than they were at the end of last week?
They certainly are, but this approach does come with a lot of risk.
All right, Mike Reese, ESPN's Patriots reporter, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob.